Bob Katter's Australian Party has hinted at a conspiracy after a court dismissed its bid to have ballot papers ruled invalid. The party wanted the papers pulped because its listing is abbreviated and doesn't include Mr. Katter's name. After initially not understanding the ruling, the party then hit out outside the court at the Queensland Electoral Commission. It also left open the possibility of a high court challenge. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
Confusion has reigned from the start when the party itself applied for the abbreviated name of the Australian Party through to the finish outside court today. This is what the party's state leader, Aidan McClendon, and its vice president, Robert Nyer, had to say after the Supreme Court threw out their case.
Justice Atkinson said she dismissed the case. Is your team deciding not to proceed after that?
I don't think that's factually right.
Well, can you answer it?
No, I don't think that's factually right. Why would you answer a question which is a nonsense?
Well, can you explain what
Robert Nyer is the son-in-law of the party's founder and leader, Bob Katter. He's also the president of the Australian Gun Dealers Association.
We need it back in court.
Why you need it back in court?
Didn't you say dismissed?
Yeah.
Later, a more meek Mr. Nyer acknowledged to PM they had missed the Supreme Court ruling and had not been briefed before approaching reporters. The Supreme Court had dismissed Katter's Australian Party's application to suspend the publication of ballot papers, just minutes after the Court of Appeal dismissed the party's arguments about a constitutional breach involving the different positions taken by the state and federal electoral commissions. Outside court again, this time having been briefed, Mr. McClendon reacted by invoking the image of a Queensland sporting hero.
You know, when the refs took Wally Lewis off the field, it just means the other players have to play harder, and that's where we're at. So, we're not going to whinge and complain. The fact is we've just got to, chin up and keep at it.
Mr. McClendon, does the party look silly having applied for the abbreviation in the first place?
The media's tried to make the party look silly.
He says they wanted the abbreviation, the Australian Party, for future use beyond Mr. Katter's involvement, but they had anticipated the Electoral Commission using KAP on ballot papers, similar to LNP and ALP. Mr. McClendon says the Electoral Commission of Queensland should have called the party to check, and he's not ruling out a political conspiracy involving the commission.
Whether there's been something more insidious, I'll leave that in the court of public opinion.
During the court hearings, the Electoral Commission of Queensland argued that under the Electoral Act, it had no choice but to use the abbreviated name. The case has been expensive for Katter's Australian Party, which must now cover court costs. It's yet to decide on a high court challenge, which it says could clear up the discrepancies between state and federal electoral commission decisions over its name. The Australian Electoral Commission has not allowed Katter's Australian Party to use the abbreviation, and the party claims a jail penalty could be applied if it's used in that jurisdiction. Today's decision means Queensland's election will go ahead as scheduled, and the Premier, Anna Bligh, has welcomed the outcome.
I think resolved in favour of the people and the public interest. I hope that Bob Katter now puts all this matter to bed and stops wasting the court's time.
Mr. Katter was away campaigning today in the former heartland of his hero, the late Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen. He's hoping to garner support from disaffected LNP voters. The LNP had other problems today, investigating allegations a Gold Coast candidate helped set up a pornographic website several years ago. The LNP has already sacked two Gold Coast candidates, one for drink driving and the other for attending a swingers party.
Annie Guest.